they bought their property during 2009.
Pretty much.
Yes, sir. And that, does that mean all the $250,000 houses that sold for $160,000, $170,000?
Right.
That's all I got to say.
So I think we have two issues I'd like to separate the two. One classification, one valuation. I'd like to focus on the classification first. And I'll just, I'm leaning toward changing classification because we know the assessor's going to change it anyway.
Upon the request of the owner.
Upon the request.
Not the owner didn't request this January 1, 2009.
Well, which he could. So I guess what my thing is the first opportunity he has is now. Is
the owner at the time could have.
Correct. Yes. Correct. So you're saying you're saying that the previous owner
did not request it.
Basically, a taxpayer is being taxed for what they owned in 2008 on the January.
Understand.
So during 2008, if he used it for commercial on January 1, 2009, that's the point where he was taxed for it.
But we're also, he didn't use it for commercial. He just, because it's.
He didn't reply back to the letter.
That we know of is exactly right. I asked that question. Do you have an affidavit from that owner whether he was violating the covenants and restrictions or not? He probably wasn't, but I don't know that.
Would that help the situation?
I'm not considering on speculating whether he did.
Right, or he did not, right.
But I am going to make a motion that we deny the classification for then 2009 and James fix it for 2010.
Okay.
Upon the owner's request, I wish you had that here. Motion. Because I don't change classifications without getting a letter or notice.
Well, has this... excuse me.
James, that's actually not true because I talked to Sheila last week and she told me she'd already changed it for 2010 in the assessor's office. They knew that there was a mistake.
No, we didn't. We got a request to do it or we wouldn't have done it.
Okay, what we got...
I got a procedural question to ask you before you get your motion here. Bob, so we're here at the last BOE session of the year. This is the quorum. If we don't pass his motion and, or the other motion doesn't pass because you need three votes.
She can appeal to the State Tax Commission if we actually rule on the issue.
But it would be a no vote. I mean, it won't.
It goes on to the state then. So a no vote goes on to the state.
I have a question to
You've already said you'd hear it, so you've heard it. So if... They can hear the appeal at this point.
Okay.
I mean, it would have been better had we just not heard it if...
Well, now you tell us.
Question on...
Oh, my gosh. Poor Bob, he did tell.
That's the job of the attorney. Go ahead, Chuck.
To your question of the vote that happens here, you have to have three votes for a motion to carry?
Your quorum, I think you just need a majority of the quorum, I don't know.
I thought you said...
I thought we needed three votes to pass.
That's not right.
So just.
I don't know if that's right or not without doing the research, but I would assume most places it's a majority of the quorum present.
Yes.
And you have a quorum present and take a majority of the quorum present.
Okay.
Now, if there's special bylaws or something in the statute that says you need a
three votes
of
three.
Five,
right.
then you have a problem.
See, I don't know if it's a majority of five.
Our Board of Adjustment has that rule, I think.
Yeah, it's in their bylaws.
And they state it right up front.
Okay.
But just a question.
Well, I asked that and you got me confused just a little bit. I've made a motion. But what I'm saying is James is asking for a request.
I've already evidently had it. I'm sorry I even brought it up.
Okay, that's the reason I want to cut that off there.
And you also have it here in this affidavit that Mr. Gore signed saying it's not in my email.
Right.
Okay, so my motion stands as made. Can you reread that to me?
I can't, but I believe it's the motion to deny the request.
For
2009, and then instruct the assessor to change it for 2010.
That's it.
Is that one?
Okay.
And this is
just classification.
Classification only.
And obviously, the alternative motion would be to go ahead and approve the classification change.
Well, I guess my question: if we deny it, she can still go to the state tax commission. Is that correct?
She can go to the State Tax Commission. I'm going to raise the same issues that I raised here.
Because we heard it.
And if she's right, they probably wouldn't even hear it. But if she's right, then they'd hear it and probably rule her way. But I think I'm right on the issues that I've told you about here today, but you're hearing it as complicated matters a little bit.
You're used to that.
I'm going to second the motion.
Second the motion to deny the classification change.
Just from a legal, I mean, not because I think it's right.
Well, can we have some discussion?
Absolutely, sir.
I don't intend to vote for it because it isn't right. This property, as well as other properties, Lakewood Estates, there's a number of properties that have got caught in this classification deal because of the Supreme Court back when. And James's point that the previous owner didn't complain, I know of other owners in properties like this that it's not the homeowner association or the deed says they can't do that. And they just didn't notice it.
Right.
Not until somebody brought it to their attention did they realize they were paying assessment as commercial property. They know in their mind that they can't even do that. So it doesn't make sense to the property owners. And that's why I don't think it's fair that they would, this guy or anybody else that's in these properties that are not nightly rental properties. Now, when you get over into condos, that there's some of this and some of
right.
that makes that's a little different story. But in these cases,
I don't know how many we have,
but Cozy Cove and Lakewood Estates.
I agree with you, and I think everybody up here agrees with you on that issue. It's just that you can't sleep on your rights. And I mean, if you have a statute of limitations in a case where a doctor's done damage to you, you can't bring it more than 2 years later if the statute of limitations is 2 years, no matter how badly he's hurt you. So, I mean, that's the issue. I mean, I think everybody here agrees with you that it's not right to tax somebody more than they should have been taxed. I think that's correct, Chuck.
But a purchaser shouldn't be penalized for something that the prior owner didn't do and didn't have, I mean, and didn't have, just because the taxes were prorated isn't notice of the classification either.
But didn't he, if I'm a buyer of any property, I'm going to know before I purchase that property whether it is, I mean, that is where I think he has a case again, that the title company and the prior owner, other than before this.
Right, but I mean, he doesn't have any rights until he becomes that owner, and he didn't become the owner until August 13th, so he had no rights until August 13th.
When he signed that paper, he had no rights.
How does the assessor give notice to someone who doesn't own the property yet?
I want to read one more clause out of this, if you could take a moment. These are bylaws, and Chuck has brought it to my attention that some of these people and these bylaws says they can't. Right after it says, each unit shall be used as a single-family resident or as a second home or as a rental unit. Next sentence. Any lease or rental limitations and restrictions set out in this declaration or association bylaws, rules, and regulations shall not be binding on or be in effect as to the developer.
The developer is no longer in control at Cozy Cove.
That's not what I'm trying to stress here.
Okay.
To say there's no nightly rentals in Cozy Cove and never been is a false statement. How do we know the developer didn't do it as he was building?
Understood.
And it's right here in these covenants that says restricts. I don't think these covenants restrict nightly rental units in Cozy Cove.
Okay.
I'm not arguing that point. I don't want to get into the said, she said deal.
I think the statute very clearly says that the BOE has the right to hear erroneous assessments. Classification would fall under the issue of erroneous assessment.
How does it fall under erroneous assessments?
The only thing that the erroneous assessment says is that it's not valuation. So then that would be classification. If the classification's wrong.
That's not all it says with erroneous assessments. It gives, three examples of what an erroneous assessment is. And I don't know that he did anything that was erroneous. Perhaps the owner did something that was erroneous in not sending back.
But that's pure speculation on the former owner, and you cannot penalize somebody for what a former owner did. I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
Carrie, you would agree that whenever you sign your signature to a car, a piece of property, or anything, it is your responsibility upon your signature to know what the first place, what the taxes were, what the bylaws were, what all that.
Absolutely.
So that's the reason I made my motion like I did. It can be corrected next year, but the motion to...
I think he got rights on August 13th, just like you're saying, the date he signed or he got that deed. But on August 13th, his rights were the same as they are today, which is that he had the right to come before the BOE for an erroneous assessment. I think classification does fall under that issue, and I think that it has not been a rental. It is not a rental.
I believe
and
this very issue so, we discussed either a year or 2 years ago and actually got stuff from the State Tax Commission saying that classification wasn't an erroneous assessment.
Well, I think that we've heard enough information. Going to call the vote.
Call for the vote.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Motion passed. Classification does not change. It'll change in 2010. The other matter is of valuation. The request is to take it from $111,845 to $92,000. Entertain any motion?
Does it? Let me ask you this. Does this fall upon the motions that have already been made? Was there an increase to the former owner?
I think the request is, if I'm summarizing, if I do this wrong, because the purchase price was $92,000, therefore the market value is $92,000 versus the assessed value, or the assessor's valuation of $111,000. Is that correct?
No, that is not correct.
Okay.
I will remind this board, you are the ones that set the $111,000 through summer BOE, so you would have to redo everything you did in summer BOE. You are the gentleman.
We set the value here?
Yes.
Explain that for me, James.
When you made your motion to take half of all my increases, you removed the value, and you as the BOE set this value.
So this valuation is half of the increase.
I would have to check that to be sure.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
And again, this was an August sales price. It was a January 1st, 2009
right.
value.
So you are the
value is not an erroneous assessment.
I'll make a motion to deny the value request and leave it, and we'll leave the appraised value as it sits.
I'll second.
Discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Oh, you're aye on the evaluation?
Yeah.
3-0 vote. Carrie, is there anything else?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Thank you.
Moving on. I will come visit you. I'll create 5 minutes somewhere.
I have two or three.
Merry Christmas.
Before we get into the standard stuff. First Baptist Church of Hollister built a church over and by all means should have been exempt. Some way it didn't. And I'm asking that this Board of Equalization exempt their church. They are now holding services. I assumed it was exempted in 08.
Is there an abatement written?
No, the pastor brought this bill in this morning.
Well, is that for the property and the building?
Yeah, this is the church at...
going down to Snowden's.
Yeah, Snowden Lane.
I make a motion that we approve the abatement to be written and approved for exemption.
Second.
Yes.
James, did I understand you say you thought it had been washed away in 08?
Yeah, I thought it
so
should have been.
Paid the taxes?
Not washed away in 08. I was going to do it for January 1, 09 because they started constructing the building about June of 08, and I seen it. And I was assuming my appraisers would do it, and it didn't happen. It's a procedural matter that it didn't get exempted.
So the motion is to write the abatement and approve the abatement to make them tax exempt.
Tax exempt.
Yep, for 09. Right?
Right.
Right.
Second?
All right, we got a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
Here's a letter from another situation. The Yellow Ribbon Theater had been exempted for several years. It was bought by a church, Faith Life Church. They have since moved to the Remington. They have no quarrels with timelines and dates of when they left this vacant building. They had put it up for sale as a building.
They have wrote a letter here explaining that. We, seeing the building vacant and up for sale, put it back on the tax rolls.
They asked you to put it back on the tax rolls?
No, we did.
When did you put it back on the tax rolls?
For January 1, 2009.
So you did that a long time ago?
Right. And they're asking, they wouldn't have gotten noticed because there was not an increase.
It's not being used exclusively for worship purposes anymore.
We left it on the tax rolls. I said I would present this letter to you gentlemen.
This is a situation I can't vote on. I'm too close to the situation. It's my church. So I'm going to have to...
But what is the church being used for currently?
On January 1st,
I can explain it if you want me to, but I mean I know what it's being used for right now.
Right now, it's actually being used for nothing unless they have an overrun of needing to put flowers together for a demo. It's all right here in the letter.
They have the florist department over there, so they still prepare the flowers for church service and funeral services in that building. They also use it for storage right now, but there is no official services in there. They had a service
they don't have any prayer meetings, no Sunday school, no worship services.
They actually have youth. They've had a youth service for the fall festival in that building because of so many kids. They converted that.
So it's used for an overflow. I make a motion to have the exemption stand.
No, it's not there now. It hadn't been exempt.
You're voting to make a change after summer BOE when they didn't come to you on summer BOE on a building that's not used exclusively for worship purposes. But
they would have received notice. I apologize. From exemption to on the tax rolls, they would have received notice.
Now wait. Just a second. You've got me really confused.
Is the letter
now
correct? In what?
They got notice. They should have gotten notice that they were now taxable rather than not taxable as they were the year before. And yet, despite getting that, they did not come into summer BOE. And now they're asking to have it exempted. And
it's on the commercial real estate market.
Not only procedurally did they not appeal, but also is it used for exclusively worship purposes under the statute?
Yeah, but...
And Jim said it was used one time. When was that, after January 1?
Well, I guess the discussion also is they do church functions. I really shouldn't say anything. I'm gonna say I can't say anything.
All I'd like for you to do, Jim, is confirm the letter. She wrote it this yesterday evening and faxed it to me this morning.
The letter is 100% accurate.
I've done my job.
I mean, what they say is it's used for storage. They use it for the puppeteers do practicing there. The flower team makes the arrangement, like I mentioned. Prayer and community functions there. So that's all accurate.
And I want to present it.
And they call it Kids Halloween Night. That's the fall festival I was talking about. So.
Did they reference a person number in that letter?
Here's where I'm leaning. If they had an exemption last year, and James put it back on the rolls,
January 1.
Would they have got a notice? Mm-hmm. Would they have got a notice?
They should have got a notice. I got a call on it, and I said, "Hey, this is a commercial venture in our eyes," and that was the last I heard of it. Okay. And my guys asked me, they said there's a big commercial sign in front of the church, James, what he wants to do, and I said...
Is it say for sale for commercial property for sale or something?
It's for sale. It says theater/church for sale. Church building is how they... I think they have a billboard actually.
And that's when they actually called me from the field, my appraisers did, and said, what should we do? And I said, well, if it's not a church, and he said, well, it's actually locked up now.
Okay. So currently it is classified as commercial. And it's not tax exempt, correct?
That's correct, for 2009.
Okay.
And the two questions you have are...
Did they get notice?
Can you hear it because of procedure? Did they get notice, and should they have appealed to the summer BOE? That's one question. And then the other question, if you say they can appeal, does it meet the statutory requirements of being used exclusively for worship purposes in order to exempt it? Those are the two questions before you, and I'll just leave it to you guys.
My question is, since I can't, how do you know they've got notice, or did they get notice?
I need to go look.
Can you want to do that real fast?
I can do that.
Okay. because that's really, that's probably the important thing, is if they got noticed or not.
Is my office listening?
If they got noticed, then the procedure is the procedure, so.
I'll go see if they're listening.
While he's checking on those, is there something else we can move forward on?
Well, there is one real estate abatement that's been written, and we should probably do this one on the back page of your listing. This was a case where 1 year ago this guy came before the BOE, and a decision was made to lower his appraised value on this hotel to $1.1 million. BOE made a decision for 2008, but it never got changed for 2009. James agrees, that's why he's written, asked me to write the abatement, I actually wrote it. We're reducing the assessed value from $470,000 commercial to $352,020 commercial.
And this is the abatement 201-905. That is,
he'd already made the change, and it was a clerical error not putting it back on for the same amount.
He never, when he changed 2008, he didn't change 2009.
Okay.
I move that we approve the abatement written 905.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
Which one were we at?
Last page. Last very, very last page. Just one by itself. What do you got, Cindy? What's the next one you have we want to talk about? How about some other easy ones?
Okay, easy ones.
We got time.
Have we got any 2,500 or less?
2,500 or less.
Make a motion for...
those BOE numbers, they end in 0848, 0849, 0852, 0858, 0866, 0871, 0874, 0876, 0877, 0879, 0880, 0881, 0867, 0890, 0890, 0896. Those are all personal property under $2,500.
The motion is to approve those abatements as listed by Cindy. Do we have a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion passes. You get all those numbers?
I have a question, though. Before you said 0887, you said 0868.
You went backwards.
You did go backwards on one of them. They may be out of order. Just whatever's in that list is what we're doing.
Yeah.
All right, next ones.
Do you have any that he has recommended change on?
Okay, these are personal property. These are not the priority that real estate really is, but I can't do that without.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, I've got a couple that are personal property over 2,500. These people did not own the vehicle on the first of the year. And this is for parcel number, abatement number 873, 884, and 878.
Motion for approval of abatement.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion passes.
I've got some personal properties at over 2,500. These are where we split the bill out. You put them in different names. You got your original, then we put them in split bills.
Is that like a lot of times in divorce situations?
Sometimes that's the case. Sometimes it's just family members.
Kids and stuff.
Now, do you take those back to zero and then move them on?
Yeah, we take the original bill, wipe it out, and then
I didn't know on those splits like that, if you did all the divorce cases and all, if you take the original bill, take it to zero, and then issue two new bills, okay.
So that's what we have on all those?
Yep.
That's correct. What's those abatement numbers?
Those are 875, 892, 893, and 900.
Do I have a motion?
Motion to approve abatements listed.
Second.
Second by Chuck. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion passes.
And these are personal property over $2,500. The bill was put in the wrong tax code, so we had to write new tax bills. These are abatement number 851 and 863.
When you say wrong tax code, what are you not talking about?
Maybe the address was wrong, and so, you know, they had money going through the wrong school or the wrong city.
Okay. Motion for approval of abatement listed.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion passes.
These taxpayers didn't live in the county on January 1st of 2009. This is all the personal property over 2,500, and we have a copy of the
bill. So you have proof.
Bill where they paid in their other counties. There's two of them.
Okay.
847 and 898.
Motion for approval.
Got a motion? Any second?
Second.
Second. Discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. That motion carries.
These are duplicate personal properties over 2,500.
Okay.
844, 865, 888, 889, 895, and 897.
These are duplicates, so we have
two bills.
All the proof and all that.
Motion for approval of abatements listed.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We're going to postpone, pause that, Cindy.
Back over here.
Mr. Assessor?
Did not find an increase notice.
So they did not receive notice. That's
so correct. I make a motion that they stay exempt until 2010.
And then just start over again, whatever they want to do then.
Then, yeah, they've, at that point, he has to send notice.
Thing.
That's his deal. If they did not receive notice, and I'm basing my judgment on the fact that they do have overflow services right there, have had overflow services there, and that they make preparations for the church in the building.
Okay.
We have in other cases where the church has property that they have no use for that they just buy for profit. So that's my explanation on it.
So your motion is to abate the 09 taxes?
Yes,
okay,
as example.
Second that.
We got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? Chuck, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? I abstain. Still 2-0 vote, so it still passes, right? Now I'm going to abstain.
So. Okay, I don't have a parcel number on that, so can I get the owner's name just so I have something for reference?
More Life Church.
More Life Church.
Can I get a copy of the letter?
Here it is. It's MOORE Life and maybe Church or Ministries. I can't remember.
Yeah, we just had it on there.
Now, if this comes up again, they have received notice through this.
This is notice, too.
Yeah,
you're going to send notice out.
Right, and just kind of off the record type thing, we'll probably be looking at this as we did the White River Association that used to be the old Meltellus Theater as a partial exemption for 09.
Hmm. I see what you're saying.
It wasn't a full-time...
Meltellus Theater, you said, right?
Meltellus,
yeah.
We did a 2/7 or something, or 3/7.
Because they rent it out sometimes, too.
Right. So that's probably the way the assessor will be looking
right
at it.
Right. You don't use this building that way, though, the way I understood.
It's all.
Yeah.
It's all for true stuff. Anyway. All right. James, go ahead and continue on with real estate. We did some personal property while you're gone, so jump back in there.
I don't think we have. I've got letters here, but I thought...
Do you have Ozarks Regional YMCA? That was an exemption?
Yes.
I think
they need to be exempted? Somehow they didn't? Or they don't want to be exempted anymore?
They actually bought this in 08. And I had requested them. It's Sheila Wyatt brought over. It says here. I believe this was a question of, they asked for exemption in 08, and we denied it because they had purchased it in 08. And then probably it just rolled over to 09 values without them coming forward again.
So your recommendation is exemption?
I'm assuming that that's what we do to all YMCA.
Okay. I have a question on that other part of it. Do we, it doesn't fall under like any government entity, when you make an exemption for churches or anything like that, you can partial, like you said before.
No, it's not. That government is just as
just as government
entities, and there's the opinion from Randy Turley on government.
Okay.
So we made them pay in a way that appears.
Yeah. Motion for exemption.
To write the abatement and make them exempt, right?
Yes.
There's no abatement written, correct?
No.
Upon the recommendation of the assessor.
That's the motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. Write the abatement, sir, and stamp it. Next.
We've got two letters that's not... did you understand that D. Wampler was going to be here?
No, I got a letter from him that you received.
Right.
And he was claiming that his unit was overvalued, I think 50%. I scanned it, but he's first appealing on December 10th. And
he got notice?
Well, I believe D. and respect him greatly. I mean, did he
motion to deny.
How about motion not to hear?
Not to hear, yeah.
Motion not to hear, but
that'd be
did
best.
He get notice would be the question.
Did he get notice?
I don't know. I guess he did. Well, he got a tax bill.
But you do have reasons that clerical errors, blah, blah, blah.
Right, and any value that's set is set by you as the BOE this summer.
Bob, do we have to have a vote on whether or not they hear it?
No.
It's a record that we're...
Well, we can just not hear it, or you...
I'm just saying, it appears that they got notice is what you're saying.
Right.
And that their first appeal is December 10th, not the summer BOE. So we aren't just...
You know, motion to deny would be fine. Motion to
not hear
would be fine.
I'm going to second that motion.
And unless he didn't get notice, then okay. He's got nothing to gripe
about.
Discussion? Discussion. I'd like to get more information to see what, if there was an error that would apply that we could hear. So I intend to vote against the motion because there may be something, although you can say the BOE did the value, fair argument, but if y'all's office made some mistake that could be corrected because of a clerical error, I think we ought to hear it.
It's my understanding the letter also said that the value shouldn't be where it is because values have gone down 50% because of the economy. That's basically what he said.
Actually, I think D has an opportunity to go right straight to the state with it because you gentlemen ruled on his condo this summer at BOE.
Well, all right.
He'd be out of time.
He's out of time.
What? Call for the question.
I'm calling for the question. All those in favor of not hearing the request, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. 2-1.
And the only other one I have here is... BOE decision of 2 years ago on the Stampede Inn, and it just came up in the last, Bob is aware of it too, Russ Shinnerworth.
Russ called me, and he provided me with a packet including information, and he actually said that this is more of an issue for the county commission. If you look at the petition on the second page, he's saying that
we don't have it, you'll have to share with us.
Okay. I gave a copy to Cindy.
Well, I guess the question is, what's your assessment summary in 30 seconds or less?
That under 137.270, he wants the county commission to hear this issue of erroneous assessment. And he's defined why he believes it's an erroneous assessment. I'll just tell you real quick, this is the case over there by Dixie Stampede where Branson condemned a bunch of property and left some islands of property.
Yep.
And we didn't know what had been...
We've already made a decision on that last year.
Dave Oliphant went and looked at all the property.
Yeah, he went and looked at all of them and brought us back an exact description of the size that was already, and he said that they could be, those could be used, and we ruled against this last year.
That's why
I wasn't here. I don't remember that.
Last year, did you hear it again this year at all?
We
didn't hear it this year.
Well, we ruled again it last year, the same thing that he's asking for.
That's why I wouldn't touch it.
That's the reason it's going to. If you want to take it before the county commission.
What he's asked is that the county commission hear it rather than. So we should wait and hear it as a county commission and say, no, we don't want to hear it, or whatever, as a county commission rather than as a BOE.
That's, now, do we need a motion or just don't hear it?
It shouldn't,
it's not before you.
It's not before us because they're requesting the commission, not the BOE.
We are.
So there'll be a no decision, so the no.
Just nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Okay, there was one real estate that had been brought to my attention just like in the last 2 days where there was a house put on a wrong parcel. I don't have the names, but I have the parcel numbers. And Sheila Wyatt had brought this to my attention, and she said she'd talk to you and that you were going to bring it up at BOE.
I'm not going to bring it up because there's two paid tax bills, and I have no business messing with two paid tax bills.
Once they're paid, we're done.
I am.
I don't think she's applied. I don't know all the details, but she just said that she hasn't like applied the payments yet, so there could be it could be fixed.
My understanding of the case law is once the taxes are paid, they're paid, but. I know what you're talking about, but I don't own them anymore, so.
I know, and I don't know why I would be messing with two paid tax bills, opening them up, writing abatements, or sending new tax bills.
So I guess my question is, what's the concern or question if we have paid tax bills?
Do we have anybody appealing the issue?
I'm sorry, I don't know all the details. I thought that it was going to come up today, and it was fixable, and I only knew of one that was paid. I know one of them is paid, and she just got it, and she's holding on to the payment and hasn't applied it.
Once it's paid, it's paid. And do we have somebody here appealing this issue?
I don't know the details. I think they came in and
last year, the same thing occurred. The two taxpayers took care of it between themselves. This year, they paid again. We have corrected it for 2010, and all they got to do is take care of it the way they did last year.
We don't even know all the facts because we don't have somebody appealing it in front of us. Who's the person appealing it?
And who's presenting it?
Yeah. I know some of the details. I don't know all the details. This makes more sense. Jillian gave this to me. I was walking downstairs. Like, this is maybe brought up. And I was like, okay, now I know. This helps me understand.
It don't need to be brought before us, does it?
Well, I don't think so. It looks like last year.
They both stamp paid is all I'm asking you.
Assessment that the house is on a wrong parcel, and it is fixable at this point.
How is it fixable once the taxes are paid?
I can give you a quick summary of the situation. There used to be six township lots for mobile homes on it. There was a lot. There was some a minor subdivision was applied for, and they redid the property line. So they created four lots out of these six lots. And it looks like all the taxes were paid for all the parcels, correct?
Does what you're talking about start with 18-5.0? I saw some parcel numbers.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're talking about the same one.
Yeah. No, and so what? But I think I have two stamped taxes.
Paid?
Paid.
We don't hear it.
But you say you're making some correction for 2010.
Yes, I believe that there's some deeds that had to be. There wasn't all the paper wasn't filed, and that kind of caused part of the confusion. The taxes are paid, and some of the realignments of putting the house in the correct parcel.
Right.
Is there any statement saying paying under protest?
Can you? I'm sorry, I don't know.
If there's not, we don't hear.
Can
nothing.
You explain, James, to us what corrections you're making for 10?
We're going to move the house
over. To a different parcel.
To the different parcel. But this is the same. And they evidently both parties have been totally agreeable with what's been done, or they wouldn't have.
Well, they bought. One party bought from the other party.
Right.
And they're both. I used to be part of that one party. So now I got part of that party. So. I sold out of that party. I'm out of both parties.
You are part of it.
Life is a party. So anyway, I think it's all paid. I think all you're doing is moving it to the correct parcel number.
Actually, I think all we got to do is switch the names, but I'm not getting into that.
But if it's paid and not paid under protest, we don't hear it.
Yeah, so we're just going to go on. Go ahead. What do you got left? We
got three or four little refunds.
Excellent.
Well,
they're more than little?
You've already voted no on these refunds.
Then, okay, so we've already said no to the refunds.
You asked for explanation on a couple of them.
But you
still go
further.
Okay, there were two last time that were tabled for more explanation.
Further explanation.
Okay, let's.
There were three that were denied.
Three denied, and two were tabled for more information.
Okay.
And you've got the more information.
I think.
All right. Let's start with one of them.
Right. Okay. 72278. 832, I'm sorry.
832. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It says, we wrote down, being we as being the assessor, wrote down the wrong vehicle and the taxpayers signed the form. And this is the tax year 2008. And it's just refunding the difference. It's not refunding a full amount where they've added on another vehicle. And this falls from a 1980, which would have been about $4 taxes, to a 2000 Camaro.
So it's a refund?
It's a refund, the difference between the 1980 and the 2000.
I've seen that somewhere before. I guess that's when we...
It's the one you asked for.
Last time we're here, we tabled it because we didn't have the information.
We wanted to know whose basically error it was. Was it an assessor error or a taxpayer error? And
that sounds to me like both.
They came in, Debbie filled it out, but the taxpayer signed it, so it must have been something that happened in the office.
Did she hear the right number? Did she not hear the right number? Did she write the
Well, you have a recommendation?
I'd refund that one.
Motion to refund.
Second. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. That abatement was written. It was abatement number what?
832.
832. There you go. Thank you. James, another one?
810. This
Eight.
Another one that was tabled, James.
Give me a name.
Connie Felt, F-E-L-D-T. They wanted to know, they tabled it because they wanted the receipt from the other county. Basically, this person had said that they didn't live in the county. Well, after it was tabled, I can just help you out here, James, by saying that that same day of our last BOE meeting, James said, let's just go ahead and deny this. That's what you said, because originally we were going to contact Stone County once this was approved. But now you're saying, so we don't have a copy of another tax statement. So it was your suggestion on the day of the last meeting, after the meeting was over, to go ahead and deny this one.
Okay.
Because we don't have any proof that they paid it any other place.
Motion to deny.
I have a motion on the floor. I'll second that motion. Any discussion? All those in favor of denying, say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. Cindy? James? Next?
You have to give me a name, Cindy. I don't have
it. Dixon, this was denied. So I've got three now that were denied, but they...
On Dixon's...
Wait, hold on.
Hold it just a second. If we've denied them, why are we reviewing them again?
Evidently, there was discussion after our last meeting. And
is there new information?
That we should be bringing these up again.
James, you feel like we need to bring it up?
Yeah. James is the one who wants this to be done. It was voted on by all five of you. So.
By those, so we can all bring it up. James, do you feel that you got new information that we need to understand?
This is the only thing I would have to say is this is a 2-year tag situation.
We're talking 2007?
No, this is a 2008.
2008 tax year?
Mm-hmm.
The name?
One
Dixon?
Dixon.
There's one 2007 tax bill in here also.
I'm not even going to hear that motion. That motion denies going to stand for that one.
From what I'm hearing, James had reason to bring him back up. I think we ought to give him time to research it a little bit and find out.
Ladies in my office did some research on this gentleman paid on a 2007 and it has a 2005, and it keeps haunting us back from the License Bureau.
Okay.
And they're wanting the difference paid back because he owns a
2005. It was a 2-year tag situation.
Mm-hmm.
Help me out, Bob.
Let me ask a question. Why is it that we have to refund anything if it's already been paid? If it's a problem with the licensing people, that's not a problem for the collector's office. That's a problem for the owner. Isn't there a way to do a correction as to the year of the car? And I suppose you could refund, but I mean,
not any longer.
Just do a correction.
There's not a way to correct it anymore. We have to do it this way. Mm-hmm.
You have to give a refund and correct it.
Well, if they've already paid theirs.
They paid it. Yeah, these are paid bills.
Right, and the collector can write something for the state for them to do their tax.
But the question was they paid under protest?
No.
Okay, if they're not paid under protest and we denied, and James is bringing them back, but I don't understand why he says it keeps haunting us with that. I don't see any reason why this Board of Equalization should get involved in something that five members denied. I see this happen in planning and zoning, which I disagree with. I see it happen in other things when there's a total vote of denial and it brought back up.
Well, the only reason would be is if he had new information.
And Cindy's saying that James has talked to them. We've made 5-0 votes, and we're trusting on the information that James and Cindy've got, and here they've talked after there, and if there's a mistake, we ought to fix it. Give him time to look and see what it was about.
Yeah, we can show you everything, Chuck. On this Dixon that we're talking about, the 2008 tax bill, it looks like the taxpayer himself filled it out, correct, Cindy?
That's correct.
And so they're saying we made a mistake back in 2008 when we filled out the form and it really wasn't a vehicle. You know which vehicle it is that was wrong?
The 2005 time.
Did they pay it under protest?
They didn't have no clue.
They didn't have a clue. So, James, what's your recommendation?
So they paid taxes on a 2007 when they should have been paying taxes on a 2005.
And the state will not license his vehicle with that paid tax bill.
Because it's the wrong paid tax bill.
Because it doesn't list a 2005
on
there.
Yes, it will. Sheila has already said that she will correct it on the bill.
Then what's it doing here?
Yeah, that's what I was
wondering. Your office is writing them because the taxpayer has come to them saying, I overpaid.
No, this has been written and brought back to me. So I guess if she could correct it, why is it brought back to
then
me?
Then I'm saying...
I'm sorry, James. She writes a note to the state so that they can go ahead and get their tags.
There's absolutely no problem for the collector if she collects what she's charged with.
Right.
She's done that. Right. Now she's corrected the form so that they can get it tagged. Yeah. So there's no problem for the collector, and it doesn't need to come back to the assessor to be corrected. It needs to be corrected for next year is what needs to happen.
Is it corrected for next year?
Well, because they'll get
We'll get a new form. He may not even own the 2005 for next year.
Okay.
I'd recommend that you pay that one back because we have all the information right there, and it's not a rollover situation.
So you recommend us reconsider that?
Yeah, I abatement. Sure do.
A refund?
It wasn't yes. our clerical error.
Between the 07 and the 05 Tundra. Every other 05 Tundra in Taney County was paid at a certain amount, and it wasn't paid at the 07 value.
I'll make a motion to follow James's recommendation. Do the refund.
And there's an abatement written already?
It's the one that you denied.
Yeah.
So it would have to... Bob,
okay,
parliamentary is a reconsider, and then...
You have to do a motion to reconsider first, and then...
Then a vote.
I'll make a motion to reconsider.
I see we can go into the system and reset this. We'll have to pay our vendor money to go in and reset it, correct? You didn't do it in the system.
I didn't do it in the system.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to reconsider.
I'll second that motion to reconsider. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries to reconsider.
I'll make a motion to follow James's recommendation to refund.
And what abatement number is that, James, for the record?
826.
Second that. Any more discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries for the refund.
Jonathan David, what's that number?
786.
And 787.
787. 787.
I stand by your recommendation not to refund this money to this individual.
We're not even going to hear it. No.
I want to express why, because you'll hear this further down the road.
Okay.
This individual, we rolled it over wrong since 07.
Okay.
This individual claimed that they couldn't see these small letters here and just went with the rollover and signed their form. Okay, now let me tell you something. If you can't see those letters, why wouldn't you be writing in your information right here?
But James, what's the difference?
A lot of difference.
No, the guy writes in, he writes in the number, you taxing on the information that he gave us that he signed his name to. And we just did a refund to him, even though he made a mistake. So this guy looks at his tax bill, he signs it, he's made a mistake.
No.
Because he didn't.
No.
Okay.
You see what I'm trying to say? Okay.
Unless there's a motion and a second and a vote to reconsider, we're not going to go forward.
I'll make a motion to reconsider.
That's your problem, not mine.
Hearing no second, motion dies. Moving on.
Here's one I'd recommend that you redo, Jonathan David.
Same. That's the same one.
Year of 2007 and 2008.
We got it took care of. Okay.
You denied those.
You said not to hear it.
We did not. Your motion, your recommendation was not to re-discuss that.
They were for two different years.
Two different years, same person.
Is this an erroneous recommendation?
Not on this one. I make a recommendation they refund it because they wrote their information in.
They Which number was that?
That's what I asked. Was it an erroneous recommendation of the BOE?
Eight.
Okay. So that would be abatement number 786.
I make a recommendation they do this one.
Motion
because
to
the person took an effort to write in their information and didn't declare they couldn't see the small lettering.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to reconsider 786.
Second. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Four. Abstain? No.
I'll vote no.
Okay, opposed. Motion carries to reconsider. Based off the information, James, on 786, your recommendation is to approve the refund of abatement 786. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second that motion. Any more discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries of a refund for 786. Cindy, what do you have left?
I've got a brand new refund.
Those are always exciting.
This is for tax year 2008. This taxpayer mistakenly declared and paid on a 2008 Dodge pickup, but it's actually 2007. And so it's just like $100 of assessed value difference.
Do we normally do that because it's same year? Is that correct? What's the precedent?
What'd you start to say, Cindy?
For 2008, you've been going back
1 year.
1 year
without special circumstances.
What's the number on that one?
What's it? 882.
882.
Make a motion to approve.
Second for discussion. Do I have an attorney opinion over there?
I don't understand why we're going back a year on taxes for refunds. I mean.
Mistakes are mistakes, and Bob, if my girls write down that you have...
Well, let's just open up all the real estate ones, too, and let everybody come in after they paid their taxes.
Well, if we write down
so moved.
That you have...
Make that motion.
They may die for a lack of second.
Well, that's something your state legislators and governors and everybody has signed into law, and... If they won't accept that you paid your taxes on the wrong vehicle, but they'll make you pay it if it's higher, but don't want to refund you if it's lower. Now, come on, guys. Let's talk about fairness.
What's the statute?
All right, I've got a motion and a second on the floor. All those in favor of approving this abatement, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. Next.
That's it for refunds. My knowledge.
This is our last BOE of the year. Is there anything else we need to take care of?
Yeah, there's some more personal property here, but I've got one easy group. Now there's some stuff that's kind of questionable.
Well, let's hear it all, because okay. This is it.
All right. These are personal property over $2,500 where we have got the wrong year or the wrong model on a vehicle, but there's a new bill. So we're just getting rid of the old bill on all these. These are 850, 856, 864, 885, 869, 870, 872, 867, 883, 886, 891, and 906.
So we're just correcting this. There's no refunds?
No refunds. No
motion for approval.
Second. Any discussion?
Yeah, I'm sorry. We're doing what now?
We're wiping out the old bill because the new bill has been written.
Okay.
Aye. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. Next.
Okay. These are all on business equipment where they sent in an updated list late in the year, and so they like get their bill, I guess, on businesses just based upon last year, but then these people all sent in an updated list of business equipment. And so they have a new bill. In some cases it went down, in some cases it went up. This is Treasure Lake RV Resort and Branson Hills Golf and HCW Management.
You want to do it one at a time? Are they all unique? Are they all?
No, I want to hear the one on Thousand Hills Golf.
Okay, no, not that. Do you say Thousand Hills?
Treasure Lake. Branson Hills Golf.
Branson Hills Golf.
Okay.
They just filed a late form, I guess, for their business equipment in this month. And so a new bill was written. The assessed value was at $59.80, and now it has been adjusted upward to $12,000. So let's see, Treasure Lake.
Okay, so let's do that one.
That one is $8.99.
As an abatement, $8.89.
What are we hearing that if they just did this late for?
So we have to abate the old bill was printed.
We still have to get rid of the old bill because the new bill's been written.
Okay.
It's going up.
But the old bill, we abated the old bill.
That's what we're proposing to do now.
And rewriting to raise and raising?
The new bill has already been written.
The assessor can correct a personal property bill that has not been paid.
Okay, what I'm saying is, are we going to end up with a protester...
A refund request
on this issue that has been we're now the
not as soon as you remove that bill they can't pay it. That's what we're trying to do,
removing the old bill and give them the new bill.
Yeah.
And based off the information they gave us,
right?
And they could, you're saying, because they received a bill that was less in the mail,
and if they'd run in and paid it, then we couldn't have done anything.
Correct.
With it.
But
not much different in a car that's the wrong year, is it?
Because this was not paid.
I know,
yeah.
But if you sent in your report and you found before you paid it that you put the wrong gear, and you could correct it.
Well, you corrected it.
Yep.
Yeah.
You have a motion?
That's what I'm saying. It's the same thing. So moved.
You got a motion. Second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 That was Treasure Lake.
See a refund coming down the pike.
Did you have an aye? Who had?
I had aye.
Okay, we got a 3-0. Okay, I didn't hear an aye.
Okay, this is amend vehicles that the taxpayer submitted a corrected list.
And when?
So, anyway, this was just, we've got actually, there's a whole bunch of vehicles, and so it's been put on two or three different new bills, but we're getting rid of the old bill. It's normal.
You're just debating your old bill like you...
Yeah. And that is 843.
James, any concerns, questions?
So moved.
You got a motion? Any second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. Next.
And 902, they sent in a corrected business equipment list.
Okay.
Get rid of the old bill. We went from $11,850 assessed value to $85,000 of assessed value.
Do that again.
We're getting rid of a smaller bill because they sent in a new tax.
A new list saying that it's increased.
So. That they made the mistake then.
Yeah, they're adding more things on the list. Do we have a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. It carries. Next.
Okay, this is 903, MPI Construction. They just sent in their tax bill with a little handwritten note on it that says this company was shut down in 2007.
MPI?
That is what this is saying. It's for an assessed valuation of $47,810, and the person that wrote this abatement said to me this is very questionable.
Let me do a quick little Google.
So I don't know.
What's the name, the official name of the company?
MPI Construction LLC, according to the tax bill.
Construction LLC. I'm going to Google it real fast.
And I also have another one for the same...
who owns the equipment?
...company for a different year.
Yeah. These are...
Yeah, I've got two abatements. For that same company, one's for tax year 2008 and one's for tax year 2009.
They submitted the documentation themselves, right?
Now we can run it.
Well, shouldn't we check that? Because if they did it themselves, they established they were still in business, if they built it out themselves.
It is currently active within the Secretary of State's office, MPI Construction LLC. The registry agent is Harry Siren, by the way.
I would recommend we hold those and let them kind of run their course.
So they sent back the bill saying that company was out of business as of January 1, 2009?
It didn't say as of January 1 of 2009. It says the company was shut down in 2007.
I make a motion to deny the abatement.
What number is that?
903 was for tax year 2009. 904 was for tax year 2008.
And you're basing this off of they're saying it was not operational, based off what that little note said. Mm-hmm. Why don't you include them both in there?
Okay.
Who is the equipment titled in? That would be what's
well, they're in business.
Right.
I'll be signing the county attorney to this as soon as we get down here.
I may be James, referring it to another attorney in the county, the prosecutor.
You said something about holding it. What did you mean?
We'll do some more research on it.
But not want us to approve denial?
No.
This is the last
year. Yeah, approve denial.
Approve denial.
Personal property can run into next year, no problem.
Gotcha.
Because we've not ever sold a piece of personal property like the statutes require.
Okay, so the motion is to deny both those abatement numbers, correct?
Yes. Yes.
We have a second.
I'll second it.
Second. Any more discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
907 and 908. Are regarding the same individual, even though one is in his business name and one is in his personal name. But evidently, a girlfriend of this man called and said that this owner just passed away, or this guy just passed away in November of 2009. And said that there was no money in the estate. This lady said there's no money in the estate, and the vehicles have been removed from the state of Missouri.
How they were moved.
These abatements were written just based upon that.
Just two vehicles?
But we have no proof that they left.
Yeah. Okay, so on 908, that is for two vehicles, yes, and that's for an assessed value of $2,230.
They don't even have a copy of the death certificate, do they?
No.
Which number are we on?
Death certificate or anything.
907 and 908, the last second to last page.
Yeah, and 907 is that SEMA is for evidently this gentleman's business, and so
taxes are still owed on the personal property
unless
the person died or not. The estate would pay the taxes or
sell the vehicles, and then we'd have proof that the vehicles being sold. But looks like they were still owned by January 1st. Is that correct?
So the abatements wrote, I make a motion for denial, and then that way they can proceed through the
proper channels.
Any
discussion? All those in favor of denying 907 to 908, say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. Cindy, what's next?
Well, Cindy, you just keep dragging papers out over there.
I mean, I'm looking over there and saying, what else you got over there? Okay. I can't see it. I think it's empty, and all of a sudden you pull it up and over. Oh, my goodness.
Okay. 857, there was a correction made by the assessor's office on the evaluation of an airplane. And so this is taking the old bill out because the new bill has been written.
Nothing's been paid.
The bill that we are taking out has not been paid. This is just wiping out the old bill. They sent proof of what they felt it was worth, and the assessor's office wrote a new bill with the correct evaluation.
Motion for approval.
Correct. Second that motion. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay,
aye. Sorry, motion carries.
The assessment change, and this was a new bill was written to change the assessed valuation.
Well, wait just a second. You've got me confused. Confused here. Do that again.
This is abatement number 861, and there was a tank scooter. I don't know what a tank scooter is.
Sounds pretty neat.
But it's not very much valuation, and they didn't get the right depreciation on it, and so they wrote a new bill to fix the valuation.
What's the value?
It's only $200 of assessed value difference.
Maybe so.
Would you like to see it?
I put it in its own classification because it's a little different than the others because the value was actually changed. That's
I actually think we valued it like a motorcycle and it's some
scoot. It's like a scooter.
I don't have a clue. First time I've ever heard
but you've got confidence in your team.
My troops will.
I see it. Use the word troops in the tank scooter. It's very.
You're bright.
We have a motion.
Very bright.
We have.
I'll wait for James to give a nod.
Yeah, this value is, this tank scooter is a 49cc and we valued it at 150cc.
So moved.
I'll second the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Okay, 909 is a vehicle that was paid by a leasing company and then we also billed the taxpayer. So I have proof here that the leasing company paid.
So we're just wiping that bill out?
So moved.
Second.
Second. Motion is second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Passes. Next.
Okay.
Don't say it's the last one, Cindy.
It is, actually. This is 859, 862, and 860. It's the same person, but there's different. They kept writing bills for the wrong amount, and so it's just a clerical thing. We've got to get rid of the old bills. Like one time they put it in the wrong tax year, and one time they put it with the wrong valuation, and then the very first time they wrote one, it was because it was a duplicate. So anyway, these are all just clerical things. There's one pay tax bill that is the correct one. And we're getting rid of three wrong ones.
And the value, it's all zeros?
It's all zeros.
I mean,
these are all going to zero.
We're going to take them to zero.
Motion for approval of the abatements as listed. Did you name them?
859, 860.
For the record, I mean.
And 862. That motion.
Second.
Second. We have a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Cindy, does that conclude the 2009 BOE?
To my knowledge.
I got a statement to make.
Okay, we have a statement for one of them.
Yeah, if on some of the things that were questioned there, if I didn't pay my taxes and didn't pay them under protest, and I'm allowed to come back in here and come before the BOE, well, I'm probably bringing some tax statements in, and probably everybody else will be too. If you don't pay your taxes under protest, when you pay them, and it comes before this BOE, then If there's not proof one way or the other, well, I'm going to bring mine in for, I know I can't do it for more than multiple years, but I'm going to bring everything in from last year and this year too. I don't understand why we took the action we took on paid tax bills.
Okay.
Doing a refund on paid tax bills that were...
All right. Appreciate your comments. Anybody else?
No comments. We'll declare a recess or adjourn for the... No, I can't adjourn for the... Just recess.
I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you.
Yes. All right. Before we go back into the other session, we have to be out of here by noon because at 12:15...